The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. One word that kept popping up in the first reading was scatter, to scatter, to scatter. They were scattered. The readings of today invites us to consider, to ponder, to see how God works through scattering in order to bring about something good, something deeper, the common good. In the first reading, there was a crisis that erupted, and the people were scattered. They went in different directions. So much so that the enemy thought that was the end of the mission. The forces that scattered them thought that was the end of the mission. But unknowingly, those forces that sought to destroy, that tried to scatter them, ended up accelerating the cause. Rather than it be the end, everything accelerated. Philip found himself in Samaria, and the good news began to spread. Today, the Holy Father is in Equatorial Guinea. Since the Easter week, he has been making a tour of Africa. Started in Algeria, went to Cameroon. Algeria is in North Africa. Cameroon is in West Africa. Then he came to Angola in East Africa, and now he is in Equatorial Guinea. Think about how the word had spread to all these places. When you watch the video, especially the mass in Angola, see the crowds of people that were there that had embraced the faith. The unexpected scattering of the brothers of our ancestors in faith made it possible for the word to spread. See how God works. He alone, God alone, rides straight on crooked lines. He says, "I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will never hunger, will never thirst. And I will raise him up on the last day." Ultimately, evil will never defeat the good. So if we have faith in God, there is no place for gloom and doom, because he is the resurrection. Whatever that is scattered, whatever that seems destroyed, he transforms it. So as a Christian, There's no place for gloom or doom. Think about the many places in your life that you feel it's over. Think about the times you want to give up in your professional career. Is it in a transition you have to make that seems difficult? Is it in your finances? Just like Philip found grace and mercy in the unexpected street of Samaria, there is a place for you. God is working. He's working. He's giving you the opportunity. You know, they say, when one door closes, many others opens up. But the problem is, we end up looking at that place, that door, that one door that is closed, and not being able to see the others that have opened up. So today, the living bread is not just found in the sanctuary. It is out there waiting for us with compassion. God is waiting for us with compassion. Let us pray for those who are at the verge of giving up. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11 says, He makes all things beautiful in His time, in His own time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Seed scattered and sown, bread broken, is everywhere. It has gone to the ends of the earth. So the words of Jesus are true. I am the living bread. The living bread is not the dead crust, it's not the dead bread. The living bread, nothing can subjugate it, nothing can contain it. It rises like the dough. So when we receive the bread, the very food we gather to celebrate, we have to spread it. Like seeds scattered, He makes all things beautiful in His time. He plants us like seed in different directions, in different places. Let us carry the word always in our heart and to the ends of the world. Let us continue to pray for places, countries, that are experiencing persecution, that they may never give up. Christians over there may continue to hold on to their faith and to God. Amen.